You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You may remember from your school days, one of the ways geologists measure time is by epochs, which can be seen in changes in rock layers. They tell us much about what was going on the Earth at that time. A group of scientists thinks it is time we declare a new geological epoch, the Anthropocene. Anthro is the Greek word for humans, and that's the big story here. Ben A. Vanderplym is a professor of geology and the environment at the University of Michigan's Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences. Ben, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Before we talk about this proposed new epoch, explain that whole concept of epoch. Refresh our memories for those of us that did not follow your course and become geologists.
Yeah, of course, the planet has a very long history. It's a 4.5 billion-year-old planet. And what we do is we look at the history of the planet by major events that took place in that history. And when we see those events, we break that down into these windows of time. And we have many of them because there's a long history here. And when we see a big change, we design a boundary. And this is one of those times where we're discussing whether or not we should have a new boundary because the changes today, the recent changes, are sufficiently large that they truly are changing the geology of our planet. These are not just changes that are small in scale. These are very large changes. And that's usually what a geologic event is. It's a global change. And this term Anthropocene is trying to capture the fact that the events today are sufficiently large that they're geologic events and not just human events.
And what's the importance of that name, Anthropocene?
So it's very important to realize, of course, that some of this is technical, meaning geologists like to divide this stuff up. And that may be a little boring, and probably is a little boring. But really, what's underlying it is not at all boring. That is the fact that we are changing our planet in a very significant way, meaning the atmosphere is changing, the oceans are changing, the land surface is changing. And so while it's a bit of a technical discussion about a new epoch, and even the term epoch is debated, whether it's the right term for this particular case, it's the underlying process. It's incredibly large and important. And that's really what we should think about and understand.
Did I see somewhere in all of this that scientists actually are calling this the sixth extinction in Earth's history?
Yeah, so one of the classic things that we've done in the geologic record is base the subdivision of the record on the history of life. Geologists are able to look at life, well, actually to look at death,
yes.
Look at fossils, but life and the evolution of life as being the primary way we divided up the geologic record. And so one of the big steps in the record are what we call major extinctions. And extinctions mean a lot of species just don't survive. However, we're in the middle of that. So it's not that something happened 500 years ago or something like that. It is the idea that because of how we're changing the environment, we are also changing the niche for a lot of species. And in doing so, those species go extinct. And that is what extinctions are all about.
When did this start? And you say we're in the middle of it.
Yeah. The debate, of course, is if humans have become a geologic driver, so when did that start? A lot of attention is given to this idea that it's a very recent event that you could say maybe in the 50s. But others have said, well, we should look farther back. We should look at when we started to change the atmosphere. For example, when we started to have the Industrial Revolution, when we started to actually change very much how we are using the surface of the planet and the resources. And yet others have argued that we should look farther back, when humans started to become farmers, when we had agricultural practices that changed the surface of the planet.
So certainly when this started is certainly under debate.
Absolutely.
But it seems that amongst the scientific community, there's really not any dispute that we are in the middle of intense change caused by humans. What would adopting this new name for this new epoch of Anthropocene, human caused, what might that do to influence our behavior as humans?
Well, the first thing it does is it makes us aware that we have a responsibility for our planet. It's more than just being part of it. We are, in part, driving it, and therefore we should think about stewardship. Now, the best example certainly is this discussion about climate change. When I went to school, and it's a few years now, I still learned that we are heading to a new ice age. And that was because we anticipated that the atmospheric conditions would be such that we would slowly see in the years ahead a dropping of temperature. Well, that has changed. We see that that change in temperature is the other direction. It's actually warming up more so than it has done ever before in this ice age window that we've been in so far. Mm-hmm. And that's perhaps the best way to recognize that we have changed how the things have shifted. And the climate would have predicted an ice age down the road. it's not very likely that that's in the short term going to happen with ice melting. And so the best way to understand climate change is to look at the record, whereby we have a prediction from the record and we're seeing the opposite taking place.
And yet it's still such a line of division between those who deny and say, no, it's not, and those who are so frustrated with that. And you just wonder, can we as humans, as humanity, ever come together and affect the kind of change that's needed? Or is it already too late?
I'm always very much of an optimist in this discussion. The terms like too late or we're doomed doesn't really help us very much. Also, we're pretty clever. Humans are pretty clever. We have a history of doing a lot of clever stuff. We just have to understand what's taking place, and we have to understand it has implications. The challenges of the changes are not just for the rest of the ecosystem, but also for us. We'll see a warmer climate. We will see diseases differently in different places than we've seen before. We see sea level rise. If nothing else, the coastal areas are the first to alert us to that. We have to understand that these changes that are taking place are affecting us directly. And that's really what the discussion should be about. It's not so much about the finger pointing that humans are bad and we should never have done this. The changes are underway and they're frankly not readily stoppable. The atmospheric change is not something we can change tomorrow. Even if we are very clever, we do all kinds of engineering tricks. At best we can do is adapt a little bit and adjust to it. But the changes are underway and they'll play out over geologic time, over longer times than you are in my life. And that's the hard thing in this discussion. You and I don't see change that easily. If it's a little warmer, we say there's a cold winter or there's a warm winter. Geology does not work in my and your time scale. It works in its own time scale. But these changes are affecting us. We need to understand them because we have to adapt to them. And I said sea level rise is perhaps maybe the best way to immediately think about that. There's a lot of coastal areas and cities that will be under great pressure.
Now, this new name, Anthropocene, has not been formally adopted, but there's going to be a scientific process. And, I mean, what might it take? A lot more discussion before someone officially declares we are in the Anthropocene epoch?
Yeah, that's of course, the technical side of it. So
Yeah. There
is a committee, and I must honestly tell you, I don't know exactly. Because we've never done something so dramatic as decide on a new epoch. This is a big thing. We usually look back and adjust the record based on information. Now we are in that change, and we have to decide, is that big enough a change to change that record? Down the road, maybe it will take a few more years. I'm sure that the hand-wringing about where to draw the boundary is far from over. But all of us agree, that is those who've studied these topics, that the changes are large enough to truly expect that a boundary like that has a place.
Ben A. Vanderpleim is professor of geology and the environment at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for bringing this expertise and helping us understand this story.
Well, thank you for having me.